Chapter 10. Coco's Room. The opening leads to a wooden walkway, which is about a football field away from the palace front door. The walkway passes through the palace garden. On the left and right are trees and tropical-looking red and orange flowers. The castle itself is made of wood, too, stained dark. So much wood. There's another guard blocking the front door, but this one is awake. He's scrawny, sitting on a chair and reading a newspaper. "Let's go in," Jonah says. "We can't just stroll through the front door," I say, pulling my brother over to the side where there are a cluster of trees. Two big, bright, striped birds with long beaks swoop over our heads and disappear around the side of the castle.
"I'll hop around the grounds and see if there's another way to get in,"
Frederick says, leaping through the grass. He doesn't have to worry about being caught. No one would try and arrest him. You can't put a frog in prison. Lucky duck. Lucky frog. We wait for him to come back. And wait some more. Where is he? I wonder out loud.
What if someone stepped on him? Jonah asks.
Frederick is way too fast for that, I assure him. Besides, no one's around.
Except them,
Jonah says, pointing to a family of monkeys hanging from one of the trees.
Monkeys are really smart, you know, and loyal. Maybe we can take one home as a pet?
Prince barks. It sounds a little like, no way. Jonah takes a step toward them.
Do not touch them, Jonah.
He makes a sad face. There's another moment of quiet, and then,
there he is! Jonah whisper shouts in my ear. Frederick is coming back!
Frederick leaps over to the tree we're hiding behind.
What did you find out? I ask him.
There's a swimming pool in the back, he exclaims, smiling, with a slide and noodles.
Jonah sighs.
I wish we could go swimming.
I frown at my brother. We're still damp from our little dip in the stream.
Seriously? I ask.
Jonah shrugs and smiles at me.
There's also a door in the back, Frederick goes on. But there's a guard there, too. He's sitting by the pool, having a tall, frosty drink, and he's definitely awake.
Frederick sighs.
Maybe we can climb up the wall right into the princess's bedroom, Jonah suggests, gazing up at the tall castle.
But we can't possibly know which one is her bedroom, I remind him. The castle is huge. Judging from the many windows, it looks like there are about 20 rooms on each floor, and there are 5 floors.
I bet it's that one on the side,
Jonah says matter-of-factly, pointing up.
How do you know? Because there's a sign in that window that says Princess Coco. See?
What? He's right! Silver letters spelling out P-R-I-N-C-E-S-S-C-O-C-O hang across the window. But her name is Cassandra, I say, not Coco.
Cassandra is her real name. Coco is her nickname,
Frederick says. Her nickname shouldn't be Princess Coco. It should be Princess Cruel.
Let's climb up!
Jonah says, beckoning for us to follow him. I look up at the 5-story castle. Jonah, it seems really high, I say. I don't know. Prince whines and presses against my ankles like he's hesitant too. His little paws aren't made for climbing. Someone clears his throat.
Ahem.
We all turn around. Morton, the round, bald, formerly sleeping guard, is standing in front of us. He yawns. He has a half-eaten apple in one hand.
Gulp. You're Princess Coco's friends, right?
He asks. Jonah and I look at each other. Yes, I tell the guard. We were playing ball with her by the well earlier and thought we'd drop by and say hi.
Was she trying to catch with her left hand?
Morton asks. Jonah nods.
She's good, too.
She really is,
Morton agrees,
Yesterday, I saw her practicing, so I tried to throw my apple up and catch it with my left hand, but it landed on the grass.
You could practice now, I say, thinking fast. We'll head up to the princess's room. I'll bet if you work on catching for the next hour or so, you'll be great at it.
The guard tosses up the apple and sticks out his hand, but the apple lands on his foot. He frowns.
Maybe I will practice, he says. Oh, wait, Princess Coco isn't back yet. She's probably still out riding.
He was clearly asleep when she came home and when she left again.
Could we wait in her room? Jonah asks. It's so hot out.
Morton wipes his forehead.
Sure is.
He glances around, then looks back at us.
Yeah, you kids go up. Highest floor, second door on the left. If it's not pink, it's not Coco's.
This is one helpful guard. Thanks, I tell him. Morton walks us to the front of the castle and nods at the soldier standing there. The soldier steps aside. I love when things work out.
With Frederick on Jonah's shoulder and Prince trotting behind us, we walk right into the empty castle. It's wonderfully cool inside. Since my flip-flops are pretty muddy at this point, I take them off and motion for Jonah to wipe his feet before going any farther. Ah, the polished bamboo floor feels great against my bare feet.
What if Coco comes home early and catches us in her room? Jonah asks worriedly as we dash up the winding staircase.
One of us should keep watch out the window, I say, running with my flip-flops in hand.
Prince pads behind me, and Frederick clings to Jonah's shoulder.
If we see her riding up, we'll quickly get out of her room and hide till the coast is clear, then make our way out of the castle, I say.
Or, Jonah adds, panting,
if she sees us in her room, she might get freaked out and throw Frederick against the wall, which could change him back.
There's no telling what that mean princess will do if she catches the frog in her bedroom. If she doesn't like adorable, furry dogs with floppy ears, why would she like a frog with bulging eyes? No matter how cute Frederick is in his little shorts.
We stop at a landing. No one is around. We go up another flight of winding stairs, then another. Finally, we come to the top floor. We hurry to the second door on the left. I open the door.
Pink has exploded in this room.
Wow, Jonah says. Princess Coco's room is definitely pink. And look at all the things she has in here. There are a million stuffed animals, and toys, and ribbons.
Frederick hops through the door and takes a flying leap onto the pink dresser. He suctions himself to one of the drawers.
Can someone help me open this?
He asks. Why? I wonder aloud. Frederick stares at me.
I want to change the pillowcase, of course, he says. I don't think the princess would appreciate a slimy frog on her pillow. As a royal myself, I know I wouldn't.
Jonah opens the drawer, and Frederick peers inside. The frog's eyes widen.
Oh, wow, Frederick says. This is where she keeps her tiaras. Look at all the rubies and diamonds.
I shut the drawer and glare at Frederick. We should not be snooping. Frederick hops off.
I suppose you're right,
he says. Suddenly, there are heavy footsteps on the stairs. Uh-oh, someone is headed this way. Maybe Princess Coco forgot something and came back. Or maybe the guards realized we're imposters and are going to arrest us.
Everyone, hide, I order, as I pull my brother, our dog, and Frederick with me into the best hiding spot I can find.